We're going to switch now to our report coming out of the European Union. Dr. Rob Congdon is the man who fills in all the blanks for us. We may understand some of the headlines, but you need to know the details behind those headlines as well. And Rob is very capable of doing that. Rob, not a whole lot, though, this week coming out of the European Union, since the focus has been on London, the Olympics there. It's been the focus of Europe, but the entire world, and praise the Lord, no major catastrophe or anything happening there, which was much concern. The security didn't look as good as it should have been, but everything worked out fine.
Yes, you're right. First of all, the focus is totally on the Olympics as far as Europe's concerned, and all has turned out well, so I'm sure there are many breathing a sigh of relief, and they hate to see the Olympics coming to an end, but they're glad to see that there were no problems. So, yes, I would say that that's the whole week sums up Europe. There have been just a few comments, a few people reacting to some of the other problems in the nations there, but that's the focus.
You know, what has really interested me is an article I read entitled, "Everybody Thinks That Europe is a Christian Continent." That is far from being the truth, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly true in terms of what you and I would define as Christianity. It isn't. It's a very dark world of Europe there, and Christianity is just little tiny enclaves here and there. In terms of the cultural mentality of Europe, that's what they're really saying, that it's a Christian continent, and some are saying that it's reacting to Muslims and other religions of the world, and they just can't get in. And of course, they often say that in particular in relations to the governments and in the European Union specifically. So it is in culturally, it's history, and there's a. It's always hard to explain until you've lived there. There is this attitude that this is a Christian state that you're living in, but it's so far from what you and I define as Christianity that we just kind of shake our heads when we see it.
And the growth of the Islamic population has been of some concern to those that are leaders in the European Union, and this is possibly could be enhanced with the addition of maybe Albania, Kosovo, and possibly even Turkey.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there's in the European Union, there's 370 million people that claim, of course, this cultural Christianity. There's 1 million Jewish people, but there are 13 million Muslims, and that number has been growing, and they're not even really sure that's the number. So you're correct. There is this changing picture or changing face of Europe, and it's looking more and more Islamic. What I find interesting is some of the religious leaders, when they're discussing this, they make comments that, no, it's merely sort of a clash that we're starting to see between antiquity and modernity. And so they're not really seeing these as religions as much as sort of the old folks versus the new. And I think that kind of thinking is going to lead to real danger, and certainly in many ways, though, it reflects a European viewpoint that doesn't quite look into the spiritual aspects of the world and world history. And so they're a bit oblivious that God is involved in history and is guiding and going to an ultimate purpose, and that's the return of the Lord.
Yes, and Europe and the European Union in particular will be a major player in what God's plan for the future is. This is why we wanted to discuss this just slightly with you. I would love to go into that more in depth maybe sometime in the future, Rob, so keep that in the top of your agenda, and let's look at it much, much more than we have just in these few moments. Well, and again, there we are talking about prophecy in the future. It's always in our conversation. Thank you so very much, Rob, for reporting to us about the European Union, what's happening there.
Always good to be with you. Lord bless.